USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Israel's President Isaac Herzog met with President Joe Biden at the White House Wednesday. Biden applauding Israel for its recent maritime agreement with Lebanon, which will pave the way for natural gas production in these waters and hopefully end a decades-long dispute over the border. The agreement will be signed Thursday by both parties, a signing Biden celebrated during Wednesday's meeting.
A lot of courage for you to step up and step into it. It took some real guts, and I think it took principle and persistent diplomacy to get it done.
2 in 5 U.S. voters say they are worried about threats of violence or voter intimidation at polling stations during the country's midterm elections, according to a new Reuters Ipsos poll. So far, no violence has been reported at any early voting centers or ballot drop-off locations ahead of the November 8th elections, when Republicans are favored to win control of the U.S. House of Representatives and possibly the U.S. Senate. But officials in Arizona, a key battleground, have already asked the federal government to probe a case of possible voter intimidation after people casting ballots were conspicuously filmed and followed. The Reuters Ipsos poll completed on Monday also found that 2/3 of registered voters fear that extremists will carry out acts of violence after the election if they are unhappy with the outcome. Donald Trump mulls a subpoena.
Attorneys for former President Trump have agreed to accept a subpoena issued by the Democratic-led January 6th Select Committee. One attorney received the summons demanding documents and testimony from the former president on Monday. Trump has until November 4th to provide the documents and until November 14th to testify. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Daryl Brooks, a Wisconsin man who killed 6 people and injured dozens of others when he drove his SUV into a Christmas parade near Milwaukee last year, was found guilty on Wednesday of intentional murder and other charges. A 12-member jury convicted Brooks, 40, of more than 76 charges, including 6 counts of intentional homicide, each of which carries a mandatory penalty of life in prison. The dead ranged in age from 8 to 81, and more than 60 were injured, including at least 18 kids. Among the casualties were members of a dance troupe known as the Dancing Grannies. With their narrow majorities in Congress imperiled, some high-profile Democrats are urging their midterm election candidates to confront head-on inflation and economic anxiety and boost efforts to define Republicans as obstructing attempts to rein in costs facing Americans. The message comes as some Democrats fear the party is focused too heavily on restoring abortion rights and former President Donald Trump's attacks on Democratic institutions, ceding ground to Republicans on the economy as voters struggle with high living costs. The importance of the economy to voters and polls showing their preference for the GOP on the issue have made nonpartisan analysts more confident that Republicans will capture control of the House while the Senate majority remains a toss-up. New York Yankees players are used to lofty expectations of playing in the Bronx, but they were reportedly surprised by an unusually brutal experience playing at home during the ALCS against the Astros. They were booed repeatedly. We'll see who returns next season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.